It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. So if you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then these are the people to talk to. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Katie, tell me a little bit about them.
Well, Adrian, with over 50 years experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their teams cover it all nationwide. Wow. And the best part?
Yeah, go on.
Go on. Tell me the best part.
The best part is they offer a free measure and sample service. So you can see and feel the quality before you buy. You need to feel the quality, don't you? Do you feel things before you buy them?
Well, you need to go in and feel the carpet, yeah.
I was asking Jeremy about this last week. Who feels carpet? Why do you need to feel carpet?
I don't know. He said he likes,
because when you put the carpet down on the ground, yeah, mm-hmm. you tend not to feel it anymore. You don't walk around feeling your carpet.
I'd say Jeremy likes to feel carpet. He probably didn't get to do a whole lot of it growing up. Anyway, call them today on 01-847-3320. That's 847-3320.
Or you can visit them in store at 140 Harmonstown Road, Artane in Dublin 5. Or they're also in Rush, on Main Street in Rush, right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And my thanks to the entire team for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. All I can say, lads, is I can only apologise that I can only get somebody like Casey to plug the company.
They could do worse. You're going to see they're gonna influx today, lads. Get security on the door. This.
Well, because Katie is...
Okay. Get security on the door, lads. They're coming for you.
Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We heard from a lady called Eva. And by the way, if you want to send us an email at any time, our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. I'm so upset right now, writes Eva. And she says, I wonder if you could talk about this. Of course we can, Eva. Some kids in the estate I live in have been picking on my son and his friends. These kids are in the same year as my son in school, first year. Anyway, they've been calling my son names and pushing and shoving him and just being general pricks over the last while. This morning I got a knock on the door from one of the bullies' mams to say that my son attacked her son and he has a black eye and a busted lip. My son is not a violent kid and never has been. When I asked him about it, he said that his dad, my ex, has been encouraging him to batter the little shits. I'm absolutely livid, as my son and his dad know I believe violence is never the answer. When I tried to talk to my ex, he basically accused me of sitting back and doing nothing. Am I right to be so annoyed, or am I overreacting and being upset? My son is a genuinely nice kid, and his dad is turning him into a thug. And he didn't even talk to me about it before shelling out the dreadful advice to basically knock lumps out of the guys that are picking on him. Now, the message here is it the right thing to teach your kids to hit back? Is it the right thing to teach your children, if you're being bullied, to inflict harm or to beat up somebody who... Now, he gave him a good going over by the chance of it. Mm-hmm. He got a black eye and a busted lip. Now, a black eye, you want to get a fair wallop to get a black eye, and a busted lip the same. So this young fella really went to town on the alleged bully.
Great.
Great yeah. What?
I mean, great what? Great. Well done. Someone starts it, you finish it. They won't do it again.
But violence is never the answer to anything.
Well, if someone's going to be violent with you, then you can fight violence with violence. I mean, I've told my kids, anyone hits you.
Okay, but well, my understanding is, and this is what Eva said in her message, they've been calling my son names and pushing and shoving him. But like, pushing and shoving, it's not like they were beating him up. He hasn't been beaten up. This young fella literally...
Do you want the kid to be a punch bag for other people?
He made that young fella into a punch bag. He gave him a black eye and a busted lip. And you'd be proud of your son there,
yeah.
would you?
Yeah.
You'd be proud of your son behaving like an absolute tug, because that's what he is.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call it being a tug. I'd high five Tig and say, well done, you stuck up for yourself. I'd be proud. Yeah,
you'd be proud of your son giving a child a black eye and a busted lip.
Yeah.
If I
would be proud.
If I told you last night I was out, I was in a pub, got into a fight, and I gave a guy a black eye and a busted lip, you'd say, you dirty scumbag.
Don't start it, but always finish it.
No, but if we were talking about an adult here, giving another adult a black eye and a busted lip, you would think that person is a scumbag.
Not if it was deserved.
When is it ever deserved?
Cases like this. My kids aren't punch bags, verbal or physical punch bags for anyone. You know, if someone wants to start shit, I would be telling them finish it.
So if you got a knock on the door like Eva did from the mammy of one of the kids, of the kid who got the shit kicked out of him, what would you do? So she knocks on the door and she said, your son is after giving my son a black eye and a busted lip.
You'd want to teach your own kids some manners.
No, you'd want to teach your kids some manners. He gave my
oh, okay. So
he gave my son a black eye and a busted lip.
Okay, that's interesting. So then really what you're saying is sit back and take it like a bitch.
No, walk away.
Oh, walk away.
Yeah, walk away.
Walk away, and then they'll just stop.
I just don't believe violence is ever the answer to anything.
Violence is the answer with bullies.
And violence is the answer
violence
with bullies.
Violence is the answer with bullies. It's the only thing that's going to teach them.
Well, that is the conversation that we want to have with you.
Why only one black guy, by the way?
What do you mean, why only one? Jeez, one black guy is enough.
I personally think if somebody's tormenting someone else, you know, fair game, you know. You're not, why should you just have to bend over and take it? What would you tell your kids?
I just don't think teaching your kids to be violent towards other kids is the answer to anything.
It's not teaching them to be violent.
Well, it is teaching them to be violent. That's exactly what it is.
You're not telling them to go out and attack random kids. It's teaching them to stick up for themselves. There's a difference.
Our number is 0858252526.
You've spoken in the past about being bullied.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what my thoughts is on that.
I never beat somebody up.
And you know what my thoughts is on that.
Well,
I think the bullying went on because you didn't. I was never bullied because I wouldn't have taken it.
So I was probably as a young fella, I was a bit of a softy.
Yeah, and people and kids pick up on that. Kids are horrible. Kids are savage.
But you're saying a kid that's a little softy should suddenly become a hard man.
Tig is a softy.
Yeah.
Tig is as soft as they come. Like, I worry about him. But I'll tell him, and he says to me, oh, mammy, I don't want to have the teacher goes out and I can tell the teacher to ring me. It's fine. I said it's okay.
What exactly have you said?
I told him that if someone hits him, to hit them back twice as hard, unless it's a girl, obviously. But I told him if
a boy hits you, you have to hit them back twice as hard.
Yeah, and he said, but what if my teacher gives out to me? Or I said, well, your teacher won't give out to you because you tell your teacher that I told you to do it and then your teacher can ring me and I'll talk to your teacher. But that's my philosophy. If someone hits you first, hit them back. Make sure they don't do it again.
Our number is 0858252626. So Eva is very annoyed that her ex, the father of her child, told the child to basically thump the people who were picking on him. That's really what the advice that he gave him. Our number, 0858252626, if you would like to get involved in this. Let's kick off with Dave, who... his entire family actually moved out of Dublin when he was a kid. And one of the reasons for that was the fact that he was being bullied.
One of my earliest memories is a bunch of kids standing at my front gate throwing eggs at me. So I definitely have some skin in the game when it comes to topics like this. And like, I'm sorry, but to all those people say, like, I would agree. Sometimes like bullies don't come from a good background and they should get a certain level of support. But you should also never condone, you know, violence or victimization against somebody. And to all those people who think that, oh no, just sit down and talk to them, talk about their feelings. I'm sorry, but that's absolute bollocks. That's the way I did it. And it was bullshit. It didn't do anything. It didn't change anything until one day I fucking snapped. I broke a pool cue off one of my bully's packs and he thought twice again about coming against me again, you know? Like, yeah, it'd be nice to live in a world where everybody gets along and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sorry, that world doesn't exist and it probably never will exist. And all you're doing by telling kids to turn the other cheek and sticks and stones, you're just raising a generation of victims. I'm not saying you should teach kids to go out there and kick seven kinds of shite out of everybody. But like I told him, like I've told my eldest before, I was like, if you ever get into a fight or there's a group of young fellas giving you shit, pick the biggest one in the group and kick the fucking back off it. I said, two rules. Never hit a guy in the ground. Never hit somebody in the head. But kick fucking lumps out of him. Because what will happen is they'll think twice about coming against you again. And unfortunately, that's the way it works. It'd be nice if we all sit down and talk about our feelings. We don't live in that world. We probably never will live in that world. And here's the thing. If I found out that one of my kids was a bully, they would be so fucking sorry. Because I despise bullies more than anything else. Well, you're doing your child a disservice by telling them, oh, don't stand up for yourself, don't fight back. Because I guarantee the kid in the message you got, those bullies will think twice about it. And fuck that kid's parents for raising a bully anyway. They're probably a shower of
cunts. Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
How are you? I'm not too bad.
Well, Michelle, should we be teaching our kids to hit back?
To be honest with you, Adrian and Jeremy, I have a little nephew and I read that woman's comment saying that the kid is not a violent kid, he's a nice kid. I have a little nephew who was beaten up a couple of months ago by a group of lads who are doing it for a TikTok video. He himself is not a violent kid, he's not argumentative at all, he's very quiet. And you know what? He has always been told by all of us, don't ever lift your hand first, but if somebody lifts their hand to you, make sure it's the last time. To teach your child to just turn the other cheek and take what's given to them, it's not okay.
No, not turn like the other cheek, but walk away. Don't stay. Certainly don't do what they're doing to you and be violent back.
Here's the thing. I don't mean be violent, but she should get her child into self-defense classes. There's a way that you can protect yourself without hurting anybody else.
That is different, okay? But this young fella, on the advice of his father advised him to hit back. Not only did he hit back, he gave the young fella a black eye and a busted lip. He must have really thumped the face off him.
I would imagine so, but that woman said that this bullying had been going on for quite a while. And I'll say from my own point of view, I'm the mother of two children. And if the mother of a bully knocked at my door, I can guarantee that child would not be the only one leaving there with a busted lip. The mother would get one for herself for allowing her child to be out there bullying kids. I'd show that child in front of his mother.
You want to go out bullying my kids?
Okay,
the bullying that I heard from Eva from her email was they've been calling my son names and pushing him and shoving him a bit.
So now, you just want him to take it?
He hasn't got, shut up and take it. Yeah, no, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that, but he hasn't got black eyes or busted lips from what they're doing to him.
It doesn't matter.
You cannot keep nitpicking at a child. Yeah. You can't keep nitpicking at a child and expect them to just take it.
It's like a dog. My
little nephew is an example of that. He was being bullied like that. They were just nitpicking at him every single day. I have heard of stories of young children committing suicide or attempting to because of this relentless behaviour by groups of little bullies in school. And here's the thing, that child has been approached many times by a number of them, I would say. By a number of them. So he's been intimidated by quite a lot of them. Here's the thing, he didn't lift his hand all those times. They pushed that kid too far. And I'm glad that his father had his ear and told him, the next time somebody starts that with you, make sure they don't do it again. You put your hands on them to the point that they don't do it again. It's not okay to, like, what did the mother do? Did she say what she did? Did she go to these parents? Obviously not. If this bully's mom is knocking at her door because now her little bully son has a busted lip and a black eye, that's all he got.
But again, Michelle, I understand people being angry where it comes to bullying. I get that. I completely understand.
You don't get it because you're telling them to say nothing and suck it up.
I have never believed that violence is the answer to anything.
If violence is the answer with bullies.
Here's the thing. I would never say that. that violence is the answer to anything or everything. But, like I say, I have personally had experiences with bullies, even myself as a young kid. And my parents used to always say, and I heard them over talking plenty of times when I'd be sent to bed, I'm very worried about her. She's too quiet. She's going to get pushed around and bullied and this and that. And I did. I grew up in a rough area where I took a couple of hidings. And you know what? After that, I wasn't so quiet. And I can still, I'm 36 years of age now with two children. I can put my hand on my heart and say, I've never in my life started a fight, but I have finished every one of them. Every one of them. My mother always bet it into me, don't ever lift your hand to somebody first because I'll break your two legs. If you ever bully anybody, yeah, I'll make sure you never sit down for the rest of your life. But if somebody puts their hands on
bullies
me,
are animals.
I finished yeah. it.
But Adrian,
and I would, okay. and I tell my kids the same.
Let's put it to Adrian then. Failing.
Put what to Adrian?
Let's put it to you.
Come on, put what to me?
What do you suggest they do?
Walk away, tell your parents, and hopefully...
That's not always possible.
Hopefully parents or teachers will do something.
Weak. You're seen as weak.
That kid went to his mother and told her about this bully and how many times. What did she do is what I'd like to know. Because the first thing that you would do is turn up at that parent's door. Now, here's the thing. Some kids are little shits, and you can't blame the parents always. But what that reaction that you get at that front door tells you everything you need to know. By speaking to that parent, if they refuse to admit that their little angles have done anything wrong, then you know that they're the problem.
Did you just say
you
the
know that
angles?
They're the problem, right? And yeah, the little angles. You know them little.
I know the thing.
If somebody came to my door and said your son has put their hands on my kid, there's no way would I say no, he didn't. I would look my son in the face because I know when he's lying. And I'd ask him the question, did you do what that woman just said? And if the answer is yes, on front of those people, I would box the head off him. I would not allow my kids to go out there and bully anybody. I don't expect my kids to be bullied by anybody else.
Okay, and that's fine. And I respect that you would not have your child be a bully. This mother that arrives at Eva's door, she obviously doesn't accept that her child is a bully, and therefore she's annoyed.
She'd accept it if she knocked out mine, I tell you, because she'd leave with a black eye and a busted lip herself.
Jesus, it's the violence.
I'm dead serious. And the reason I'm saying that is because, like I said, if you go knocking at a parent's door, that's your first point of call if your kid comes in and says that they're being bullied by somebody. I'm not letting that go. I'm not going to tell my child, just walk away. That's not the world we live in.
I want to go back to your young fella, and you described him as a softie as well, just like I was when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But you want to turn him into an absolute thug.
I don't want to turn him into a thug.
You do want to
turn him into a thug. Here's the thing,
she
right?
Does.
And it's not my
turn.
It was my nephew. Now, Adrian,
I'm trying to turn him into.
It was my nephew, right? My nephew is the quietest, most lovely kid I've ever met in my life. He is the most powerful little child. He's now 15 and he's just a big gentle giant. He goes around this world thinking it's a lovely place, and that's the thing, it's not. He went out with one of his friends who's also a little quiet kid in his own estate. Now, this is not a rough and tough estate. It's not somewhere you'd expect this to happen. But he went out just for a walk with his pal, and five lads surrounded them. He was knocked to the ground by two of them, and his friend knew that they hadn't got a chance, so he ran to my sister's door to let her know that this had happened. My sister ran from the house and ran up there, and the first thing you want to do when you see a crowd of people around your child while he's on the ground after getting beaten with busted lips and blood coming from his nose, I would have lost it. But she restrained herself, held herself the way you
and this
say
is, and
to
and
do
and
so.
This is exactly
he couldn't
the point.
Run.
Okay, but this is the exact point that I'm trying to make. I have never believed violence is the answer to anything.
Got bullied.
I did get bullied, yeah.
And what did you do? Did you just walk away?
I just walked away, yeah. I just walked away.
Well, Adrian, that does not make sense.
Okay, Michelle,
I don't mean to put this on you, but how old are you? What age are you?
I'm in my 50s.
He's 55.
It's a different world we're living in now, Adrian. It's a different world. 50 years ago, when you were growing up as a kid, you're walking out your door and it's a fist fight you're looking at. It was the same when I was growing up. You never brought a weapon to a fight. But see, these little shits, it's gotten to the point now where I believe kids have nothing to fear anymore. We used to get a hiding. I would be afraid again, to do anything now on the street for Michelle, fear of what my ma would do
to just to go back to what Katie was saying, you encourage your young fella that if he gets picked on to just thump the head off them. Mm-hmm. That is literally raising somebody to be
not
a little thug.
No, because
raising somebody to believe that the answer to life's problems is violence.
Just roll over and take a tig.
The answer to life's problems is violence.
You're a punchbag. Take it and just shut up. You can't say anything about it. That's why you were bullied.
No, I didn't say take it.
You were bullied because
I didn't say
you,
you
were
well
bullied
then,
because
all right.
You took it.
I just wasn't the sort of kid that could fight back. I just didn't have that in me.
Everybody has it in them.
No, they absolutely don't.
Everybody has
it in
them.
And then for somebody who doesn't have them to fight back, you're making that child feel even worse.
So
because
But that's when you encourage your child and you mold them to become more confident.
No, but you're implying that you're a wimpy kid if you don't fight back. That's literally
it's
what
not
you're implying.
Like being
that's
wimp.
A disgusting thing to put on a child.
Talk about twisting it.
No, literally,
is
you
such
are
a bullshit way of twisting
you
it.
You are turning your child into somebody who believes that the answer to life's problems is a dig in the face. Literally,
me and you have different ways of dealing with things. I think you should deal with stuff head on. If there's an issue, deal with it.
Okay,
it
but what
always have to be violent.
What about
you,
the kid
you
though?
Have the opinion.
What about the kid
you,
who doesn't have it in them?
Sorry, even professionally, I see you're like, oh, I don't know about this. Shut up and deal with it. All the time. So don't turn around and talk at me, right?
Our number is 0858252626. Is it the right advice to teach your children that violence is the answer?
You cannot let kids be punchbags for other kids. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying you should be a punchbag. I'm saying walk away. Get away from there. Let me go to Neil on this.
Somebody hits you, you hit them back. Somebody's bullying you, you get them sorted. It's common sense. They won't do it again. Nobody's allowed to bully anybody. You get them to the side, you talk to them. If that doesn't work, you fucking deal with it. And that's the only way. Many a time I dealt with it in school, and if I didn't deal with it, my dad would have dealt with me. That's what my dad told me. Someone puts their hands on you, you make sure you put the hands on them and make sure that they're going to be hurt. Hurt in a way that they're not going to touch you again. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just going back to Neil's message there a second ago, and he's basically saying, hurt them so that they'll never, in other words, beat the shit out of them. You really think that's good advice to give kids? Beat the shit out of them.
I'm not saying, hospitalise them or put them in a coma. Do you know what I mean? You're acting there like I'm saying put them in a coma, batter them within an inch of their life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying do enough to scare them that they won't do it again. That doesn't teach them to be a thug. It teaches them a bit of self-defence and
okay,
stick
but
up
let
for
me,
themselves.
Let me go to Debbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Debbie?
How are you, Adrian? In relation to the public, you need to get ahead of waddled, Adrian. You said about the child, that he was never left with bruises. But obviously, said, I'd rather be left with bruises than the whole mental side of being bullied. So he's dead within his right. He stand up for himself. And his kids are bullied up to hit
okay,
him.
But the question here is, the lady who contacted us, Eva, is annoyed with her ex-husband for teaching their child to thump the head off this young fella. And she thinks that's not the right advice.
Well, she's thinking wrong. No, he's dead right. Because you don't bring a kid into this world to be bullied to be hurt by anybody.
Obviously you don't bring your kids into this world to be bullied. But the point of this is, daddy has advised his son to fight back with violence.
Yeah, but he's right. That's all he understands. If you can't beat him, join him in this case. Like, that's all a bully understands, Adrian. Words don't do that to these little fuckers, excuse me language. So if he had to match them by killing them, he's dead within his right set.
Okay, again, is there not a risk that by encouraging your child to hit back, to thump the face off the young fella that's bullying you, is there not a risk that he might turn on you even more and knock seven shades of shite out of your child?
It's better than doing nothing, isn't it?
It's better than doing nothing.
No, Adrian. Yeah. She's right. Kate, you're right. It is better than doing nothing. No, Adrian, you can't have a child.
Then by implication, a child that doesn't have it in them to hit back, okay, mm-hmm. and your young fella could be like that, mm-hmm. you would think less of him then, because you think less of me. You would think less of your own child for not fighting back.
No, I wouldn't think less of my own child. I just think less of you anyway. But no, my own child, no, I would not think less of him, but I just hope that he would stick up for himself. I can't make him. No, I can't stand behind him and say,
so Tyke says to you, God forbid you ever have this conversation. Tyke says to you, no, mammy, I didn't want to hit back. It's not.
He has had this conversation with me. This has happened. And? Where he said somebody in the class pushed him and has been pushing him. And I said, go in and hit them a smack. Oh, no, I don't want my teacher to give out to me. Get your teacher to ring me. It's fine.
So you're telling him that don't worry about getting into trouble. Just hit the young fella a dig.
Don't throw the first punch, but throw the last.
And that's the advice you've given your child. Yeah. Do you think, Debbie, that's the right advice?
I do indeed. Yeah, definitely. That's all you understand. If that's all you understand, that's all you have to do.
But again, I'm going back to the point. If your young fella doesn't hit back, you think a little bit less of him because he doesn't have the balls to do it.
No, I'm not going to stand there and say, Tiger, you're such a wimp. I'm so disappointed in you.
But that's what you're thinking, because that's what you think about me.
No, I don't think that about you.
You just said that's how you got bullied, because you didn't hit back.
I think it is why you got bullied.
So the same thing would apply to...
I don't think you're a wimp. I think that
you
let yourself be walked up. Okay, do I think you're a wimp?
And you would think the same of your own son. That's the thing that I find absolutely horrific.
I wouldn't
if
think
your
no,
child
no,
says
no,
to you,
no,
"Mammy, that's not me.
Think, no,
that's not me. I don't like hitting
people."
I would never
think that about my kid ever. Never. I'd never think that. And he is what he is, and he's so soft, and I love that. I love him. He's my baby. Like my daughter on the other hand, she would be. Yeah. I don't have to worry about her. She's fine.
But you want to turn your soft little young fella into a thug that hits and beats up people? But that's the advice you've given him. That is literally the advice you've given him.
No, but it's not turning him into a thug. It's telling him you don't
surely
have to be.
Surely what we should teach our children is that violence is never the answer to anything. It's not.
Even
people go to wars and they don't solve anything.
Even your debate here is weak.
It's not weak.
It is weak.
Violence is not the answer to anything.
But if it's the only thing that's going to
stop you're annoying
something.
Me now. You're really winding me up. You're
absolutely... you're going to give me a smash?
So, yeah, is that the answer?
Go on.
I hit you a dig.
Go for it.
Yeah.
No, it's everything in context. Everything in context.
All right. Then let me ask you. Somebody who is an adult and is being bullied in the workplace, and we've spoken to people on this show in the past who've been bullied in the workplace. Is that the answer for them as well? To walk up to the person who's bullying them in the workplace and thump the face off them? What will happen to that person? They'll be sacked on the spot.
Well, it's a bit different with adults.
How is it?
It is a
How
bit
is
different.
It? Surely.
Because you can reason more with an adult than you can with a child. You can reason more with
them. Not somebody who's a bully. Not somebody who's... So a woman is being bullied in the workplace.
Okay.
And so your answer for her is, in the middle of the job, walk over in the supermarket and just thump the face off her.
Yeah, that's my answer. No, that is not my answer. Kids are different.
But I actually think it's
and
the exact
if it's
opposite.
If it's physical, then I would say absolutely put them on the floor. Do you know what I mean? If someone is making your life hell and picking at you and torturing you, then yeah, absolutely. I think
okay, Trevor,
is.
You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
First time, Mr. Kennedy, and cost.
The solution to bullying is to beat the shit out of people.
Well, Legend, I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to say don't hit your co-host today, because the way she's talking, she'll come across that table and bite you out of the head.
You're possibly right. You're possibly right.
And I'm going to say it, Agent. I am agreeing with you on a few points you made there. Like Katie saying that she wants her son to be replacing the bully as the bully. So, yeah, I think that's a bit of a thing. And the anger out of some of these people that are calling into your show, if someone knocked them window, they'd be walking away with a black eye and busted lip as well.
That's exactly what I said a minute ago. Surely this is not what we should be teaching our children, that the solution
to life's
problems is to beat somebody up.
Well, I'll give you a quick example of two things, right? One of my children was bullied. Now all of my kids are in self defence, so I'll have them on doing training on a weekly basis.
And by the way, Trevor, I think that's brilliant, because that's teaching self-defense, which is completely different.
Yes, and it teaches them how to fight in a defensive mode rather than an attacking mode like the bullies do. Right, my youngest, right, in the estate, he's out hanging around with his mates. One of his friends was being bullied, and his dad taught him, go kick the shit out of him, blah, 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 do all the stuff. And the gas thing is, now that kid is actually the bully of the estate. And my son doesn't actually hang around with him anymore. So you're teaching your children to stand up to the bullies. And when they get this little bravado in them, they become the bullies. So how do you counter that then, Katie?
Well, Katie, how do you counter that? Give the man an answer. Answer the question. She just says she's speechless. She literally has no answer for
one,
you, Trevor.
One, two, three, yeah,
she's just,
four, I was actually taken. Five. Sorry, this call's
I'm
actually
just counting
in
the tumbleweed that's gone by here waiting for me response, you know, the response, you know?
Trevor, the point of the matter is here, I'm gonna answer this very generically because I was actually listening to WhatsApp voice notes there. I'm sorry, so I didn't catch everything you said. But the point is that you can't have children allowing themselves to be punch bags for the entertainment value of little shits who can't behave in a civilised
right,
manner.
So, okay, right, next point is, my son was being bullied and came in to me, as I teach all of my five kids, if anyone hits you, anyone does land you, you come to me first. You don't get into a fight, you don't get into a sparring match, you don't say, let's go, pal, take you on now. They come to me. When my youngest came in, he was being bullied by a certain fella in the estate. So I started talking by the hand. You know, he was very young. Walked around to the neighbour's house, knocked on the door. Here's someone standing next to him, my son standing next to me. And the young fella said, oh no, he was doing it to me. So I shoot my young fella away. I send him back across the path. I says, you go, stand over there, stand over there. And I says, listen, there's a camera on my house. And I seen you attacking my son. Now, do you want to tell your dad what you really have done? No, not a word out. So I said to the dad, I said, listen, next time if this happens again, I'm going to have to be the bully to you. So I taught my son to step away, not to hear what I said. I didn't want him becoming a bully. But at the end of the day, I protected my child because my child's protection is paramount. I don't want him becoming a scumbag at the estate.
What about when you're not there to protect him?
Why wouldn't I be there to protect him?
Well, when he's in school, you're not going to be behind him, standing behind him every time he's...
No, and I'm not going to be standing beside him in the estate, but I always teach them to come to me and then I will go and speak to the adult.
Listen, that's all well and good, but that doesn't always... Listen, if you can do that the first time without having to resort to violence, absolutely great.
Sorry, and again, Casey, you just... You actually just used the expression there, resort to violence.
Yes, it's a last resort.
No,
it is a last resort.
Sorry, you
okay, you're raising your son to possibly become the bully on your estate.
Your first course of action for your son is to hit the child to dig.
No. If I talk to the teacher and nothing changes, then that's when I go to
You didn't say that, Kay. If your son gets pushed, punched, kicked, or slapped, your first thing is to hit back and then the teacher can calm down.
I have taught my kids that if someone is picking on you to hit them back, 100%.
Right, so would you not say go come to mummy or daddy first?
But obviously he knows to come to me and tell me. Obviously he knows.
Yeah, but that's all you said.
Yeah. Hang on, Casey. He did come and
your
tell
first
you.
Thing was hit back.
He did come and tell you.
So,
and your advice to your son was get back in that school and talk the face off.
So in senior infants, there was this kid annoying Tige, right? So he came to me. I said it to the teacher. The teacher was like, oh, there's no issue. Everything's fine. They actually got on well. Grand. Okay, fair enough. Tige was coming back to me saying, he's annoying me. He's pushing me, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I went to the teacher. Oh, I've had a word with them. I've had a word with both of them. They're fine. I took them both up at the end of class or whatever. Grand. Then Tige was still coming back to me. And at this point, I was like, this isn't being sorted. So yeah, go in and hit him a smack. Now,
Why didn't you go and talk to the parent or the child? Why would you bother with the teacher? Teachers don't give a fuck about kids.
It's kids.
Anti-bullying in children doesn't exist.
Trevor, it's setting a tone across your child's whole childhood. It's setting the tone that your kid...
That's why you go and talk to the other parent of the child.
And then when they're...
And Kate, let me ask you a question. Kate, can I ask you an honest question? I'd appreciate an honest answer here, right? And I want you to listen to me, put down the WhatsApps and all that, right? And I want you to hear me nice and clear.
My full attention.
If your son came in from your local green and said, Jono over there hit me, are you the type of, would you bring him back out and say, go over and hit Jono now, or would you just leave it for the time being and resolve it another day? How would you handle that situation?
If it was a once off first time thing?
No, say it happened two or three times in a week. How would you handle it?
Out there and thump the face off.
I'm trying to think. So Tig's out in the green, there's another kid out there and he keeps telling me that the kid
is hitting him, pushing him, kicking him, slapping him, whatever, bullying him.
I tell him to hit back.
Well, there you go. So you're teaching your child potentially become the bully at the
I'll tell you what my issue is here, Casey, with that as advice. Yeah, if your young fella doesn't feel he has it in him to hit back in the way in which you're saying he doesn't have it in him, okay, then he will feel that he's let you down by not hitting back. Because you've said
him. I'm not standing there saying I'm so disappointed in you.
In your own heart and soul, you are.
No, I'm not.
Adrian, can I also address a voice note that you got in earlier from Darren? Can I address that quickly? Darren said, "When my son comes in, I teach him to fight to pick the biggest bloke in the bunch."
Yep.
What fucking child does that? looks at the group and goes, oh, you're the biggest, you're the strongest, I'm going to take you out. Danny needs to give his head a fucking gold wobble.
I think that message was from Neil. It wasn't from Darren. But yeah, no, I take your point. Trevor, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Sean on this.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? I think the child was right to do what he did. As we all would, if someone's bullying or threatening us, we all have a pushing point. And when we get to it, we're going to hit back. There's only so many times you can tell the school or a parent or the Garda before it, you know, you're going to have to step up and do it yourself. Nothing gets done about bullies. You know, we see all the time with bullying going on in school and nothing's happened. Bullies aren't suspended. They're not expelled from school. You know, it's just told, oh, you're not to do this anymore. And that's it. So, yeah, you should teach our kids, keep the hands to themselves. But if someone hits you, hit them back. Don't be letting people hit you.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, this WhatsApp voice note just came in to us from Darren.
Is this clown Trevor seriously giving Katie a lecture about violence? But the same man who traps cats and kills them in his garden, and his kids don't see that happening. That's far worse than sticking up to a fucking bully.
Now, it wasn't Darren who sent in the message earlier on, Trevor, but he's annoyed at you anyway.
What do you have to say to that?
Adrian, can I ask you a question? Anybody ever been killed in Ireland from one punch?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. First, secondly, and Darren, yeah, I do trap feral animals in my back garden to protect my kids' health from the shit and piss from the animals and potentially being scratched by the animals. And I'm not going to apologise for my child's safety.
Oh, God. All right, okay, so when you really put this into
context, like I'm fucking setting traps for local kids.
This is very disturbing. So you trap feral animals and you kill them.
Oh, here we go.
That's not this conversation.
I'm just trying to get into the mindset of Trev. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is gonna be wild. So I can imagine. You trap cats.
I just set the trap.
Again, this is irrelevant for this conversation.
No, but it's relevant. This is literally irrelevant. I'll tell you why it's relevant, actually. So he traps cats and he kills them because...
Feral cats, yep.
Feral cats, for the protection of your children.
That's what he said.
So you kill animals.
Yep.
But you don't...
I don't sit there with my kids going, oh, look,
there's
also now.
Listen to that episode of the podcast.
If you could just not for 2 minutes, you're not taking my point. My point is that he's saying that he will kill animals to protect his kids, but he won't teach his kids basic self-defense or to
my kids
themselves.
Are all in self-defense, Katie.
He's
not
allowed
to use it. But they're not allowed to use it. But they're not allowed to use it.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you, Trevor, then. This young fella, the subject of this conversation, hit the bully so hard he had a black eye and a busted lip. What do you think of that advice that he got from his father?
I think the father is raising the potential bully of that estate. If he went home and told his parents and the parents didn't go immediately to the parent of the other child, they are absolute failures of parents. You don't just stand by while your kid's being bullied. You intervene. But you don't have to intervene to bully another child.
Your logic is Your logic is so messed up, Trevor. You condone animal abuse, but you won't condone kids sticking up for themselves.
That's another episode of the podcast
you can search for
wherever you get your podcast.
Animal abuse. I don't stand there giggling while they're being fucking killed.
It's irrelevant to this conversation.
Absolutely
hey, you're on topic. You just can't handle that. Just prove you want your child to become the bully of your
It's actually completely off topic. Please stop cutting in.
I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off.
This studio right
it's irrelevant to this.
No, it is relevant because it shows his logic on it, how he thinks about it. Animal abuse is okay,
but
don't
teach David.
Your kids to stick
David,
up
you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
Can I get in there?
Yeah,
how
you
are
can.
You doing?
You can. I'll squeeze you in. Go on. What did you want to say?
Can I just say first, Katie, you are a breath of fresh air to this show, without a doubt.
Yeah, thanks.
You say it as it is.
In other words, she's a bloody mouth. That's what you're saying.
You always say it right. Now, when that Adrian's sitting across from you, come on, man. You're a pussy.
Yeah.
You're a pussy.
You are a pussy.
You know what I mean? There's a reason why there's so many self-defense clubs opened up in this country. It's called self-defense. Think of the karate kids.
Right. Sorry, when you say you're a pussy, what do you mean by that?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. I love you, but you're a bit of a pussy, man.
For what?
Because you're coming across as a pussy.
I'm coming across as a pussy because I said violence is not the answer. And even as Trevor said, he believes that by teaching your kids to hit back, to hit hard, to thump the face off the other kid, you are literally creating a bully in itself.
But you're not teaching them to go out and target abuse at people for no reason.
Your advice to your son was thump the head off him.
Yep.
Can I come in?
Sorry,
go on, David.
Yeah, as they say in the White House, this is my time. Listen, the amount Trevor does on, he comes across as a bully anyway, and he kills cats, so that doesn't really matter what he says.
Yeah, there you are, Trevor. Your opinion doesn't matter now.
Yeah, lad, I go down the backyard and strangle the fucking cats myself, you know what I mean? I rip their heads off. It's fun. What the hell has this got to do with bullying? You're teaching, right, like say you're teaching her child to be a bully. Hit first.
Okay. Can we stop with the teaching them to be bully thing?
Can you mute that guy for a second? Just for a second, so someone else can get a word in.
Oh, let you talk. Go ahead.
Look at the statistics of children that have committed suicide because of bullying. Just last week in America, a young lad, he was 12, he got bullied. He told his parents, got bullied again, told his parents, got bullied again, told his parents, got fed up telling his parents. They went up to the bedroom, he hung himself. So,
What did the parents do about it?
Trevor, you keep going on about battering.
What did the parents do? You're talking about an unfortunate case of a child hanging himself, which is just disgusting. But what did his parents do?
Will you go away for a second? Just for a minute.
No, you see, you can't answer a question. Don't fucking give out a hypothetical of something that happened in America and then fucking give me no bullshit answer.
David, my question to you is, do you think it is good advice for a parent to teach a child to thump the head off the person who's bullying them? Do you think that's... sound advice by a parent.
They're using very pumped head and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, sorry, hang on for one second. The original message, this young fella gave the other young fella a black eye and a busted lip. That to me is thumping the head off.
With hugs and kisses.
Yeah, that is thumping the head off somebody.
Well, if someone's going to continue to bully someone, they're the bullies, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then the next day bullies them again. And he bullies them again and again. They're the bullies.
It's abuse.
Okay, so yeah, turn around and defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Call self defense.
Yeah.
You don't have to kick the shit out of him. It's called self-defense.
Absolutely.
Face,
that's exactly. You're taking the words out
of
my mouth.
You don't have to put him on. You're making a sound edge. You're like, you kick him on the ground. Self-defense.
I just don't believe that violence is the answer to anything. That's the only point I'm making.
So you'd rather...
Well, Adrian, as well, we don't know what this kid done to the other kid anyway. You know what I mean? He could have been on the ground. He could have kicked him a few times in the face to give him the black eye as well.
Yes,
and then when he gets
well
a little bravado in him, he becomes the bully. Well done, good parenting, assholes.
So you also don't agree with the idea of teaching a child to hit back. And again, Martina is saying always defend yourself. This isn't what we're talking about. This child was advised to hit back, not defend yourself. Defending yourself is getting somebody away from you when they're physically attacking.
It's like a dog.
Just like what Katie said. No, you don't talk, Trevor. You hit back straight away.
No,
first
Trevor,
thing you do.
Stop.
That's what Katie said. You didn't say come to mum and dad. Mum and dad will resolve it.
Your logic is bullshit.
You said hit force, Katie. Get over it and just accept what you said.
Unfortunately.
You want your child to become the bully of the area.
Your logic is so all over the place. It's
why? Because I have a fucking animal conception on my garden.
It's because you're an idiot. It's not teaching your kid to be a bully. It's teaching your kids to stick up for themselves as a difference.
It's teaching your kids that the solution to your issues here are to inflict violence. You think that you said...
You're giving me a headache.
You said earlier on that the young fellow who gave a black eye and a busted lip to the other kid, fair play, you should have done more.
Yeah. I didn't say you should have done more. So you want him to become the bully of the area.
Well done.
I think a black eye and a busted lip is about fair for torment.
Stay there for a second.
Do you know what, Adrian?
Hang on.
Go on. Nicole Fox. Eden Heaslip.
Yeah? I know all the examples you're going to give.
How many others?
What's the point you're making?
How many have to be? How many statistics do we have to read?
So sorry, we need to be more violent. Is that really what you're saying? All of these
bullies
statistics
need to be taken care of. too many kids are taking their own lives because of shithead bullies.
Bullies need to be taken care of. Did you just say that?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Well,
and how would you take care of them, Kate?
Cat Killer, what's your thing? Walk away and
vigilantism now is what you're talking about.
No, Katie, I've already told you, when my kid was bullied, I went around to the other parents. I shooed my son away when the other kid tried to deny it. And I said, and his kid was standing next to him, and I said, I spoke directly to the father. I didn't speak to the child. I said, listen, if it happens again, I'm going to have to deal with you.
Okay, you know what? How about we all get together?
What's done to my child would be done to you.
Listen,
I'm not going to raise my child to be a bully.
Better idea, Trevor. This might be right up your street. We can all get together and make daisy chains, put them in our hair, get a guitar, sit together and sing Kumbaya. Isn't that the best way to do it?
And when once did I say that, Kate?
He never did.
All I said was, you know, I'm not teaching my son to batter someone like you did.
Okay.
You said
Katie, that is the advice you've given to a six-year-old.
Excited there because he's got a bit of one person agreeing with him.
Stay with me for a second, Trevor. Let me go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
I'm all right.
Now, Jessica, you're fuming. Why?
Jessica's in the ring. Go on, ding, ding, ding. I'll leave you to it.
Because standing up to a bully doesn't make you a bully. And to be honest, if you are a bully, you deserve everything you have coming to you, 100%. So Trevor is being ridiculous. Trevor thinks that we should all go running to our mums and dads as if that's not going to give the bullies more ammo. Like, oh, you need your poor mom and dad protect you.
Lads, can I address Jess, please?
You can.
Right about it, you didn't push her luck.
Now, Jess, if you can just find your neck in for a second, okay? Since we're dragging up previous podcasts, let's talk about Jess, who openly said on this podcast before, she would punch the head off her. This is a violent
person. Here we go.
I'm not going to take any advice on her, and also she has no fucking kids to talk about. So we're going to move on from Jess. Little Miss Violent. Come on, Jess, tell me how I'm doing wrong by my kids. You're a woman of experience of parenthood. Tell me, Jess, come on.
You took something out of context, like you always do. Every time I come on against you, you always throw that against me.
Jess, I just paraded about fucking animals, and now let you defend yourself.
Yeah, you are a cat killer, and I think you're a
scumbag. Potential abuser you are, so hey, that's
irrelevant. Jess, do you think it is sound advice for a parent to teach their young child to hit back?
I was told the same thing by my parents when I was a kid. If someone hits you, you hit them back twice as hard. Don't be a doormat for anyone.
And what about the kid that doesn't have that in them? What about the kid that just doesn't have that in them?
Well, then they're just going to end up a statistic. They need to stand up on their own two feet.
Jess, are you actually listening to yourself?
Adrian,
Adrian, don't shut me down.
Jess just said the kids that don't stand up for themselves will be statistics.
Yeah, and Jess, you have just said, hang on for 1 second, because I was that child. I just didn't have it in me to hit back. And you're now saying that a child that doesn't hit back, actually, they've only themselves to blame when they get bullied. That's literally what you're after saying.
Sorry, Adrian, you were a wimp when you were a child. I'm sorry.
That's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. And I'll tell you why, Jess. I'll tell you why it's disgusting. No, listen to me. The sort of kids that get picked on are kids who are those softies, who don't have it in them. And you're now saying, well, grow a fucking pair or you deserve to be bullied. How dare you?
That's not what you're
absolutely
saying.
Dare you.
I'm just saying, you're leaving yourself open to it.
No, I'm sorry.
You can't just keep running to mom and dad every time something happens.
Okay, so if a child is a bit of a wimpy child and doesn't have it in them to fight, it serves them right if they get bullied.
I can't believe you're nearly agreeing with her.
That's fucking disgusting. I'm not agreeing with her.
Okay.
There are some kids in this world, and you already said of your own young fella that he's a little softy, yeah? And if he doesn't fight back, and if somebody does pick on him and does bully him, he's a statistic. Fucking hell, man, honestly.
He is leaving. If you are teaching your kids, say nothing, take it. Nobody is teaching them that. Not once did anybody say that, Kate. What Jess is saying.
Not once.
If I can take the words out of your mouth, Jess, I think what Jess is trying to say is that if you do nothing about it, you're...
Oh, yeah, sugarcoat it. Come on, Kate, you go.
Hang on. Jess just called me a wimp of a child, okay?
She did.
Kate, don't fucking try and quiz me.
I didn't hear her saying you are a wimp.
Can I not explain my statement for 1 second without three of you jumping on me?
Go on.
You can't keep running to mom and dad every time something happens to you. You will have to learn how to stand on your own two feet eventually. So what are you meant to do? As Katie said, just lie down and take it, because that's what that man is saying. I'm sorry, but at some point
said,
you do need
Jess,
to stand on your
said,
own two feet.
Because,
how am I wrong in saying
because
that?
Because I didn't stand up for myself as a kid, that makes me a wimp of a kid.
That was, I think they were very wimpy actions, yes. I think you should have learned to stand on your own two feet and grow a pair.
If ever I heard victim blaming, that's it right there. Literally, literally saying to a child, if you don't have it in you to stand up against
Katie,
your bully,
Katie,
well, it serves
you
fucking right.
I think
I'm really annoyed over this. Okay. I really, really am. Because I'm thinking of that kid, and I'm thinking of your young fella, who actually reminds me of what I was like as a kid, okay? I was a little softy, and I just didn't have it in me to fight back. Now Jess is saying that a child like me, or maybe your young fella, is a fucking wimp, and it serves them right if they get bullied.
This is obviously touching a nerve with
you. Yeah, you're bloody right.
Naturally, and fair enough, but I think you're taking out of context what Jess.
How can I? I'm not taking it out of context.
I think
she basically said, if you don't fight back for yourself, sure, tough, serves you right. You're a statistic.
I think,
honestly.
Well, okay. Well, Jess, I'm gonna say what I think that you meant.
No, here it's perfectly clear what she meant.
Don't try and sugarcoat it.
Don't,
oh my god,
you
hate being fucking filled wrong with no dinner boiling camp, don't you?
We need one at a time because this is getting too shouty. If the case is that you don't do anything about it, you are leaving yourself open to it, and that's just a fact. That is just a fact.
100%. That's what I'm trying to say,
but
at least
they
weren't getting it.
No, I didn't hear them say that you were a wimpy
child. Again, a wimpy child is going to be bullied. Jesus, lads, that's fucking awful, because that is exactly why they got picked on in the first place.
But you do know,
so if you're not violent enough, if you don't have the ability in you to thump back, well, then it's tough.
But you do realise bullies actually pick out the weak kids.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yes.
Obviously.
Jesus Christ.
But you're basically saying, or Jess is basically saying, well, sure, if you're not going to hit back, tough shit. Honestly, listen. Yeah.
Playback
the podcast.
The point is that you need to teach your kids to be able to stick up for themselves. Sometimes going to mommy and daddy and going to the teacher, it doesn't work.
Okay, let me
and
bring it.
Fuck going to the teacher, Kate. You go to mom and dad every single time, and mom and dad will stop it if they're proper.
Okay, I need to take a breather for a minute.
Bullshit.
Need to take a breather for a minute. Let me bring in Graz.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Where are we on? I experienced the same kind of thing that you're talking about today. My small flat, but he's 9, he's my oldest. And he used to get bullied in school a lot. And when you'd see it on the outside, he'd come home, he'd go straight to his room, he wouldn't want to go outside, he even wanted to leave school at one point. And me and his mom sat him down and said, if someone hits you, hit him back as hard as you can, go for the nose. And he went into school one day, and someone, the same fella who's been bullying him, started on him again, and my smartphone just snapped and punched him. And he came out of school smiling. And the principal rang us and said, oh, your son is after hitting someone, and we kind of explained the situation, that we knew what was going on already, and that he has full permission from us to hit back. And you should see him now. He's outgoing, he loves going out, he's smiling happy, he doesn't have any fear of anyone, he's always sticking up for himself. Like, the woman who sent in the message, she's angry that her ex is teaching her son to be sticking up for himself. She wants him to be a pushover as well, it sounds like. You know, kids have to stand up for themselves, otherwise, like, they get depressed and everything because they don't go outside the door, they're afraid to go outside the door.
And Graz, again, I can't emphasise this enough. I'm horrified to hear what Jess said, that if a child who's a little softy and doesn't fight back, then you're more or less saying, well, it's going to happen to you then.
Okay.
Sorry for your trouble.
Okay, can we get off this whatever this is you're on at the moment for a minute? Just back to reality.
Whatever this is that I'm on.
But because you're not looking at reality.
I am looking
at
reality.
You're not looking at reality.
You're telling me that a child who doesn't stand up for themselves is a wimp of a child.
No, I don't.
And they're going to get what's coming to them.
I never used the word wimp.
But she did.
Well, she did. That's not me. So, but my point is that the point I would make from it is, if you don't stick up for yourself, it's wrong. But yes, you are leaving yourself open. The only way to shut down a bully is to take them on. And that's the fact of it. And you weren't that child, and that's fine. Reece, but how long did the bullying go on for?
Too long.
Had you clocked that little bollocks?
I just didn't have it in me. Which
had
part of that are you not
him?
Getting?
No, had you clocked him at the time?
Katie, you're talking absolute shite.
I'm not talking shite. Bullied, not bullied. So who's talking shite?
Reese, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Reese?
How are you getting on?
Yeah, good, thanks, Reese. What did you want to say on this?
Trevor was saying, right, when his child was bullied, he went around to the parent, okay?
That's exactly what he said, yep.
That's all well and good, right? But after that, Trevor said, he pushed his child away, and he said to the parent, I'm going to have to deal with you if it carries on. So now that's, to me, Trevor's threatening to their parent, and that's making Trevor be a bully then.
Well, Trevor, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I, Jesus Christ, he's got me there. I would actually call it protecting my fucking child. When I said I told my son to just step away, I didn't want him hearing what I said. As I said at the start, at the end of the day, my child's fucking protection is paramount. And I said to the father, if it keeps up, me and you are going to talk. We're going to have to talk to each other. I didn't threaten him. I didn't do anything like that. I didn't physically hit him. All I said was, if it keeps up. And I'm telling you now, mate, it stopped after that day. Because his father fucking knew his son was lying when he said, oh no, his son was hitting me. So if I have to protect my child so fucking bullying another person so my child doesn't become a bully, yeah, I'm going to do that because I'm a father. That's my fucking job, pal. How many kids you got, Reese?
One.
How old?
He's four.
Right, so if you came home and you're in the same situation, what's the advice you're going
to
give him?
Well, come here and tell you, my child's totally different to your child. Well, I'm assuming my child's different to your child, right? My child has Down syndrome, right?
Okay.
So he has a disability, right? So more than likely my child will be going to school with kids that have disabilities, okay? Right. So I'm not going to tell my child to go hit another child, right? Now if your child has got Down syndrome, I'd tell him to go hit another child if he got hit. Only if he got hit, but I wouldn't tell him to hit another child unless he got hit.
Okay, but you think that is sound advice? You think that is the right advice to give your child?
But if he got hit, yeah. Now, you were saying as well, if he's a softie, I'm not going to force your child to go out and hit another child.
I know, but listening to Jessica there a couple of minutes ago, but if he doesn't, if he's a bit of a wimp of a child, because that's what she called me, she said as a child I was a wimp.
Are you sure? Because I didn't actually hear those words.
Wind back the tape. Wind back the show.
Back to the tape,
yeah,
but I didn't actually hear those words.
She did say that.
I don't think it's nice to call kids wimps. That's definitely not setting a good example. But teaching them to go in and knock the bollocks out of bullies, I think that's okay.
And then if they don't,
there's logic to my method.
If they don't knock the bollocks out of the kids, then they're.
I didn't say the word wimp, but you're like, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I hate to tell you.
Meaning?
You were bullied for a long time because you let it go on.
Well, I want you to have a listen to this message that I just got from Jordan in the States, and he's saying pretty much what I've been saying.
Has anyone thought about when you hit the bully back? And then he turns around and gives your kid a hiding and breaks some bones, or even worse, has to go to the hospital. Like, has anyone thought about that? Or if the group of bullies are, you know, for lack of a better term, hard men, your kid's going to get smashed around. And then what? Go back and hit them again?
And one final WhatsApp voice note from Rebecca.
I got bullied for the whole end of primary school, going into secondary school. And I would have absolutely loved it if I had the courage to stand up for myself or fight back, because it might not have happened as long as it did. I'm in my 30s and I've literally only grown a backbone now.
And Rebecca, again, that was me as a child. I just didn't have that in me.
But I see even you as an adult now, and, you know, you pontificate. Like, just shut up and do it. If you have a problem, deal with it. Stop talking about it. Deal with it like an adult. Take it like a man, like I do. I take it like a man.
Are you finished now?
No, I want to go with this for another hour.
We're going to have a falling out today. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed the podcast, or if you haven't got a headache, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. And also, why don't you join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you haven't yet, our WhatsApp channel is where we send you messages once or twice a day when a new episode drops and so on. If you want to be in the WhatsApp channel, send a WhatsApp to 085 26 26. You'll get a reply message with a link. Follow the link. Subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.